Ethnic unrest in Kenya affects Bible translation. A national church worker in Indonesia gets shut down. And a ministry is looking for unusual sponsors in Afghanistan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The top U.S. envoy in Africa is warning of Bosnian-style ethnic cleansing in Kenya. MNN's been corresponding with a pastor who says his house was set on fire because he's from the same clan as the country's president. A World Bible Translation Center worker is also being affected, says David Stringham.
She lives in Nakuru, and this is one of the areas where they have had such major unrest recently. Her family is basically having to stay indoors. They've had church burnings and all these things.
WBTC is translating their easy-to-read Bible into Swahili. With East African leaders depending on Swahili to unify tribal groups, Stringham says their Bible could have a huge impact.
The scriptures, so readily accessible in the language that they easily understand, can help combat the problems that we see, such as in Kenya with the tribal groups, so that whenever difficulties arise, people learn the proper way to respond.
Next, World Gospel Mission is asking for continued prayer for their team in Kenya. WGM says the Africa Gospel Church Baby Center hires people from a number of tribes. According to reports, it was on the list to be attacked by local gangs. Prayer walks and other organized prayer efforts are underway. Pray that God would continue to protect the center. Electricity, water, and other supplies have been scarce. Pray that God would continue to provide for the center's needs. You're listening to Mission Network News. AMG International has a long history of training evangelists and church workers for leadership. Paul Jenks talked to one of the national church leaders in Indonesia whose commitment is being tested.
The church that he's been leading there in Central Java has recently been called to task by the local authorities, and saying because they don't have a petition signed by enough of the local residents in their community that they're going to have to stop meeting as a church.
That's forced them to continue as a house church. Jenk shares the encouraging part of the story.
It's interesting to see that in the face of this difficulty, they're being made stronger in their faith.
AMG acts as the liaison between North America and these remote regions.
We sponsor national pastors, national leaders, church planters. This goes a long way to helping cover their ministry costs, and for those in remote places is a major part of their monthly budget.
Meanwhile, Bible Pathway Ministry had a great response to their January devotional. It encourages people to get directly into God's Word. Al Joslin says they feel the uncertain global climate, whether wars or economies, is leading people back to God. Joslin says that's good because today's easy access to world affairs also means greater responsibility.
In the Christian community especially, I think it's important that people recognize what is going on and how that the Word of God relates to every issue that is in humanity.
Reading through the Bible reminds us that we're preparing for an eternal world, but it also helps us understand the world and
how we can effectively work to bring God's transformation to it. God's Word transforms people, and people transformed means a transformed world.
Joslin says God's Word helps us with problems. He's encouraging you to begin your walk through the entire Bible this year. And at the Cure International Hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan, doctors are giving mothers and their babies a chance for life. With one of the highest maternal and infant mortality rates in the world, Afghan women need experienced medical help. Cure's Kabul medical team is responding. $200 helps sponsor a nurse for an entire month in their neonatal intensive care unit. As a faith-based organization, Cure shares their hope in Christ and provides help for the hopeless. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.